You and I get tempted. It happens to everyone. It don't matter how righteous you are. It even happened to God's own son. Well, the devil just wants to drag us down, and there's nothing that he won't try. We need to call on the Lord in the time of temptation, cause the devil's the father of lies, and that's why. And the Savior
won't give temptation a load. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Well, Satan was once called Lucifer, and that name means bringer of light. But he led a rebellion against his God. He was banished from God's sight. So if you wonder why we serve the Lord, and it seems like you're under attack, it's because you're still at war with God's church, and he wants to knock you flat. And everybody knows that.
And to say you
don't give temptation the Lord. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin.
Well, the book says the wages of sin is death, and that's a really heavy cost. But the good news is that the battle is over, and the devil, he already lost. You see, Jesus defeated sin and death, and he died and rose again. So let's claim the victory through Christ our Savior, and put our trust in him, and we'll win. Cause you say
you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip the devotions again. You don't quench prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin.
Cause I say
you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with sin.
Amen. All right, remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Have a great week.